This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Heading out into a Tuesday, I'm glad you're here with me, starting your day the best way possible, and that is by listening to God. Not just listening, but spending time with God. There's something a bit different, isn't there, about that? Spending time with someone implies relationship. It implies two-way communication. It implies that you just enjoy being with that person. Maybe you don't think of God that way. To you, God is distant, or he's the judge, or something like that. But in reality, he is so near to us, and he wants to be relationally close to you. Yes. And so let's just listen to him this morning and see what he has to say to us and how he wants to shape our lives today. Responding to God is what makes listening to God meaningful. So maybe now, even as we get ready to read a little bit of the Bible and talk about it, in your own heart, just say, God, I'm listening. What do you have to say to me? We're talking this week about what it means to be a neighbor to someone. Jesus actually talked about this. You remember he told that fascinating story that we call the story of the Good Samaritan. And this story was in answer to a man who said, who is my neighbor? So yesterday we saw a neighbor can be someone who really you don't like very much. The Samaritans and the Jews didn't get along at all, didn't like each other, and yet here was the Samaritan in Jesus' story reaching out to help this man who had been injured. Let me just read the story quickly again today. A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance a priest, a Jewish priest, was going down that road, and when he saw that man, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, another religious person, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. Jesus is having a little dig at religious people and saying, being religious does not mean you are godly. It doesn't mean that you are living the way God wants you to live. You probably know some religious people who don't really live in a very nice way in their relationship with other people. But here Jesus says, okay, being religious isn't what makes you a good neighbor. But a Samaritan, these people who didn't get along with Jews at all, as he journeyed, came to where that man was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him, bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii, 2 coins, and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back. Now, which of these 3, Jesus asked, do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? Well, the man listening said, the one who showed him mercy. And Jesus said to him, you go and do likewise. So we saw yesterday a neighbor. It can be someone who you really don't like very much, someone who doesn't understand you and you don't get along with them. A second thing I want you to notice is that a neighbor that God wants you to be neighborly towards can be someone you don't know and have no responsibility to help. Now, isn't it right that what's natural to us is just to take care of our own? And Jesus' story here really challenges that way of thinking, that you should just stick together and look after your own first. Here's this Samaritan. He doesn't know this guy who's hurt. The 2 people walking down the road in front of him, well, they just passed right by that guy. They've got other things to do, and they don't want to risk it happening to them as well. But this Samaritan, he put that man's needs before his own. A stranger, probably even an enemy in the way they felt towards each other, that person probably wouldn't have given him a second glance if their situations were reversed. But caring about someone changes things. And this is Jesus' point. He felt compassion for that man, and he did something about it. There may be someone you don't know, someone you have no responsibility for, but God is going to bring them across your path today. And when he does, he wants you to be ready. That's one of the reasons you're hearing this. He wants you to be ready to step in and get involved and help that person. Be a neighbor. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.